words of Sri Aurobindo, the psyche coming to the front, the soul, the psychic being is in direct touch with the divine truth, but it is hidden in man by the mind, the vital being and the physical nature. One may practice yoga and get illuminations in the mind and the reason. One may conquer power and luxuriate in all kinds of experiences in the vital. One may establish even surprising physical siddhis, but if the true soul power behind does not manifest, if the psychic nature does not come into the front, nothing genuine has been done. In this yoga, the psychic being is that which opens the rest of the nature to the true supramental light and finally to the supreme ananda. Mind can open by itself to its own higher reaches. It can still itself and widen into the impersonal. It may too spiritualize itself in some kind of static liberation or nirvana, but the supramental cannot find a sufficient base in a spiritualized mind alone. If the inmost soul is awakened, if there is a new birth out of the mere mental, vital and physical into the psychic consciousness, then this yoga can be done. Otherwise, by the soul power of the mind or any other part, it is impossible. If there is a refusal of the psychic new birth, a refusal to become the child newborn from the mother, owing to the attachment to intellectual knowledge or mental ideas or to some vital desire, then there will be a failure in the sadhana. This psychic being is always there, but is not felt because it is covered up by the mind and vital. When it is no longer covered up, it is then said to be awake. When it is awake, it begins to take hold of the rest of the being, to influence it and change it, so that all may become the true expression of the inner soul. It is this change that is called the inner conversion. There can be no conversion without the awakening of the psychic being. What is meant by the psychics coming to the front is simply this. The psychic ordinarily is deep within. Very few people are aware of their souls. When they speak of their soul, they usually mean the vital mental being or else the false soul of desire. The psychic remains behind and acts only through the mind, vital and physical, wherever it can. For this reason, the psychic being, except where it is very much developed, has only a small and partial, concealed and mixed or diluted influence on the life of most men. By coming forward is meant that it comes from behind the veil. Its presence is felt already in the waking daily consciousness. Its influence fills, dominates, transforms the mind and vital and their movements, even the physical. One is aware of one's soul, feels the psychic to be one's true being, the mind and the rest begin to be only instruments of the inmost withinness. The inner mental, vital, physical are also veiled, but much nearer to the surface, and much of their movements or inspirations get through the veil, but not in any fullness or purity. In the lives of developed human beings, something even in the lives of ordinary people. But these two in yoga throw down the veil after a time and come in front, and their action predominates in the consciousness while the external is no longer felt as one's own self but only as a front or even a fringe of the being.